But in regards of the third question, it's not that Sunni Muslims aren't what is it called? They don't have difference of opinion here. They have actually a lot of people. They argument Sunni scholars. They argument that what Imam Hussein alayhi salam he did was something that was completely. Completely lawful because he rebelled against a dhalim, a tyrant, oppressor, which ruled by anything else but God's law. And because of that, then it was permissible for him to actually rebel against Yazid. Other people, Sunni scholars, they say that Yazid, he only got the votes from Sham, that means Syria, and the people around him. Therefore, he was not the ruler of all of the Islamic Ummah. Then because of that, what Imam Hussein alayhi salam did was not something that was wrong. Actually, he did what he acted according to the Islamic laws. So there's difference of opinion here. A lot of we have, for example, Ibn Kathir. He says in Bidayah wa Nihaya, he said that Yazid he's been a person that had problems with alcohol since he was a kid, and he had problems with music and alcohol and women and boys and stuff like that. So it's not like every single Sunni they'll be like, no, Imam Hussein, what he did, alayhi salam, what he did was wrong. No, it's not like that. They have difference of opinion among Sunni scholars as well about this. It's only Salafi, hardcore Wahhabi or Salafi scholars that said that, no, what Hussein, alayhi salam, did was wrong. Yazid, he was the Amir al-Mu'mineen and stuff like that. I only seen it from Wahhabi scholars, actually, not from normal or moderate Sunni scholars. I never seen it from them. Actually, I went on a trip to Iraq with a group of Sunni scholars, and we had this discussion, we had this debate actually. And I remember all of them. It wasn't like one or two of them. No, all of them, they agreed upon that. No, what Yazid did was wrong. It was not only wrong, but he's gonna go to hell for this. He's one of the biggest sinner, he's a munafiq, and they gave him a different kind of name, and they brought up their different arguments for why they say as they say. And the arguments, they were clear. Like, we have it in the in traditions, even the Sunni traditions, even the Sunni history books. We have a lot about Yazid, how he didn't care about Islam, how he burned the Kaaba, how he did different things, different crimes in the Islamic Ummah. So it's not like every single Sunni they are with Yazid or say that what Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he did, what he did was wrong. No, it's not like that. There's difference of opinion here.